Our topic today is business blunders. Business owners fear the terminal blunder or mistake that wreaks havoc with their cash or inventory or the relationship with a major customer. Common blunders might be the purchase of assets when leasing is the appropriate alternative, an overcommitment of cash for inventory stockpiles, or focusing on sales to one large and perhaps unstable customer, as opposed to more smaller customers. Operational areas where business blunders are considered likely to occur require special attention. Monitoring your cash balances is a task that managers and owners usually learn to value over time. The situation where just one large asset purchase requires a great deal of cash provides a clear example of a potential blunder that can be avoided by careful planning. All too often, some not-so-obvious blunders can also wreak havoc. Toby Watt, an attorney with Smith Moore in Atlanta, explains one mistake that frequently requires legal assistance after the damage is done. So many people form small businesses, put capital in, guarantee loans, and then assume that the three people who started the business, who see things the same way right now, will always do so. My partners and I agree on everything, and we don't have time or need all those legal documents. At noon today, everyone does agree, but by 3 o'clock p.m. tomorrow, circumstances have changed, and partners 2 and 3 are furious with partner 1 and now won't out. Agreements prepared in the beginning of the business relationship are actually a way of preventing expensive and destructive conflicts and making sure that everyone is on the same page of the business plan. Another business blunder on the not-so-obvious scale occurs with origination of the business entity. Businesses in certain industries need to retain earnings, and maybe they have organized as an S-corp or a limited liability company. Judy Hill, CPA, a tax specialist who practices in the Duluth area, commented, "The issue of whether or not the business will need to retain earnings should be identified during the origination discussions. A C-corp is more appropriate for those businesses in both the short and the long run." Business owners understand that mistakes occur in the best companies, but strategic planning, professional reviews, and outside input regarding activities are helpful to identify vulnerable areas. Internal controls can also deter occurrences, but professionals are an excellent remedy for difficult situations. Relationships with professionals early on in your business can help you avoid the business blunders in the operation of your company.